Hello, Andrea Simontov. How are you?
I'm so tired.
Are you? Are you ready? Are you ready for you ready for the holidays?
Yes, I'm ready for the holiday. I'm excited about the holidays. First of all, hi guys. I loved that song. I needed that song. It really kind of brought me into this kind of lofty place that I don't wake up in every day. So that was good.
But why? Yeah, but why the exhaustion and the lack of loftiness and what's going on? Why?
Yeah, I just got off the plane.
So a bit of jet lag.
I went to New York for like 7 minutes and I went to a wedding and then I got in, well, it was my brother's daughter, so it was very beautiful, really a beautiful wedding. And I wasn't even drunk. I didn't drink anything. And at one point, you know, like at the buffet, kind of people stand around on those tall, they have those kind of tables and kind
cocktail
of tables. Chin length.
Cocktail tables,
yeah.
They're called.
Cocktail tables. I like that. And there was like this woman at this cocktail table. She looked like a very nice woman, but we were all relatives and we didn't know who she was. She had a kind of like a horse ranch owner look, you know? Anyway, you know, blonde hair, like the big teeth, looks like, you know, Ohio Silver. Anyway, I was eating something and then I took a drink and she said to me in front of my cousin, she said, "Did you mean to drink that?" And I looked down at the glass and I said, "Why? Is that yours?" And apparently I was, you know, gulping down her drink. So I went back to the bar and, you know, anyway. So I'm very tired. I got off the plane and I started working and I'm back, but I couldn't wait to do my day of radio and be with you guys.
That's
I missed
so
you.
Lovely. So lovely to be with you. What are you seeing outside of your Jerusalem window?
Well, I'm seeing that they've taken down the campaign signs because we don't have a government. But that's not what I was going to talk to you about. I'm seeing that people are buying Rimonim, Chinese apples, what are they, pomegranates.
Yes.
They're buying Rimonim and they're buying clothing and they're actually emptying out the garbage canisters. So it must be a holiday. And the holiday is Rosh Hashanah and it's so exciting to see what happens in this country. I mean, there's like just this kind of like Woodstocky vibe going on. And,
so
houses
hippie,
already smelling great. Yeah.
So all the hippie Jews come out and they're like, "Wow, man, can you feel that brocha that's coming?"
Well, not so much in my neighborhood.
I didn't think you lived with
2 miles
hippie Jews.
Left of Puerto Rico. But other my neighborhood is, you know, Morocco West. And I'm not talking to Kazbah.
But that's exciting
anyway,
because that translates to like really exciting food for Rosh Hashanah.
Sheep's
heads. I mean, that's
sheep's heads.
That's good.
I've got a friend who was complaining about sheep's heads.
I don't know where that comes from.
Sheep's
Have you ever seen a sheep's head, Andrew? Because I've never.
Sfardim.
Sfardim, not Sfardim. I've never seen it.
I'm embarrassed to tell you. Yes, I have. I have seen a sheep's head on the table.
Cook.
And the one year, the beginning of the end of my marriage was when I put out a head of lettuce. And I said, "You're talking heads? This is it." And then... And now, you know, you try to find, I'm looking for like the candied fish. Sometimes you can find them.
What?
The candied fish. And with, they're like, you know, like the gummy worms.
Oh, okay. So sweets. It's not fish with
Haribo.
Sort of,
Haribo view.
No, that's cool.
Andrea?
Yeah. It's kind of like that Haribo thing, but it's like shook stuff, but you can't always find it. And then what I go around is like with a manicure scissor, I cut off the
No.
Like,
no.
I'm going to give it to our Torah today and look what's happening. I'm out of control.
She's definitely jet lagged. There's something going on.
Andrea, go and have a sleep. Some hard work is coming. Rosh Hashanah is hard work. It's not a day off. You know?
But you know what? One thing I do want to leave with just with one thought.
Absolutely.
That I loved. I had this great Rosh Hashanah thought. It was from Rabbi Hirsch and it came, you know, it said like a lot of people, think, well, they're too weak to change and they can't do stuff. But you know, when I hate that saying that said God doesn't give you anything that you can't handle. Mm-hmm. I think that that's very unfair to people and makes a lot of people feel bad. But I have this idea that Rabbi Hirsch comes up with this idea that everybody was born pure. Everybody was born great. And everybody is born with great potential. And what Rosh Hashanah actually allows us to do is become what we were. And I like that a lot.
Exactly. We've got to actually remember who we were as a people.
Even if you don't remember from the neck up, You can feel it from the neck down. You can feel it. You can feel there's no child that's not, that's born not spiritual. There's no child that doesn't understand that there's a higher power. And we just somehow milk it out of the kids over the years. We give them, you know, practical, which is stupid. Don't do practical. Give them religion. Give them God. Let them return to who they were because the baby's got it. And
that's amazing. That's
it's
an amazing
good for me, becoming more immature, which is what works for me.
Andrea Simontov, thank you so much. We wish you a Chag Sameach, a Shana Tova u'Metuka.
Amen.
Thank you
bye
very,
bye.
Very much. God bless and Shabbat Shalom. Bye-bye.